This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Teachers Association accepts government wage offer. Parents urged to utilize Education Ministry's approved book list, and Marcus Garvey's childhood home to be transformed into heritage site. The details after this message.
Government pensioners, in order to serve you better, the Accountant General's Department has started sending text message alerts and reminders. Get notified when a payment is sent to your account or when your life certificate is due. Keep up to date with developments at the AGD. Get on board to get your text alerts. Just provide your telephone number and an email address. Visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
Now the news. The Jamaica Teachers Association, JTA, which represents the majority of the island's public school teachers, has accepted the government's 7% pay increase offer. A press release issued by the JTA says the teachers voted to accept the wage offer of a 4% increase in the first year and a 3% increase in the second year of the two-year contract. The vote was taken on Tuesday at the JTA's 51st annual conference in St. James. It is reported that the vote was near 2-1 in favor of accepting the offer. With the JTA accepting the government's wage offer, most of the unions under the umbrella of the Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions, JCTU, have now signed on to the deal. Government officials and representatives of the JCTU, representing several public sector workers, signed off on the heads of agreement on August 11 during a ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister. With a 6% increase on average in the cost of textbooks this year, the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is urging parents to utilize the approved list endorsed by the Ministry of Education. The CAC adds that where possible, parents should further seek to utilize the National Textbook Rental Scheme or purchase pre-owned books. This appeal follows the findings of the CAC's annual school textbook survey conducted July 29 to August 7 to analyze price movements. The survey took into account 130 textbooks, 13 infant, 36 primary, and 81 secondary in 47 book outlets across the island.
The commission found that island-wide, the average price movement among secondary texts revealed an increase of 6%. Primary and infant level texts, the average increase for both areas was 5%. The prices for infant, primary, and secondary level textbooks, they were all found to be competitively priced, as there was really no significant variation among the outlets surveyed.
Director of Communications at the CAC, LaToya Halstead, speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has signed contracts with two international agencies for the development of marketing and communication strategies for 8 community-based tourism projects. The agreements, which fall under the Rural Economic Development Initiative READY, were signed with U.S.-based companies Green Team Global and Solimar International. Representatives from the two firms will be touring the 8 community-based tourism enterprises across the island for 2 weeks to acquire material for the development of promotional media for varying audiences. General Manager for Project Management at the JSIF, Loy Malcolm, says the agency has invested over $150 million in the development of these enterprises.
Develop and advance the local Jamaican experience, whether heritage, culinary, ecotourism, all those localized community-based experiences that we as Jamaicans enjoy. We are packaging them, branding them, and marketing them so that we can say to the world, here are a set of diversified product offerings that Jamaica has to offer a tourist.
Ms. Malcolm says a web portal for the community-based tourism enterprises will also be developed. And the childhood home of Jamaica's first national hero, Marcus Garvey, in St. Anne's Bay, St. Anne, will be refurbished and transformed into a heritage site. This was announced by Culture Minister Lisa Hanna during a ceremony to commemorate the 128th birthday of the national hero at the St. Anne Parish Library Monday. In a message read by Councillor for the Beecher Town Division in Southeast St. Anne, Ian Bell, Ms. Hanna said the property on which the house is located was declared a protected site in 1992. She stated that the government remains committed to preserving the legacy and history of Marcus Garvey and has already made arrangements for the house to be refurbished and transformed into a heritage site. Minister Hanna says the plan is to create an environment where Jamaicans at home and abroad can visit and pay tribute to a man who left a great legacy. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.